Morning Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zemke.
Morena, Kirsten.
Morena.
How are ya?
I'm good. The term's over, so the big part of
holiday. Are you on holiday?
But not official holiday. Yeah. You know, submarking and postgrads, and I'm going to a conference next week, so I've got to...
The conference sounds cool. We can talk about that before we head off.
Be
as
nice
well.
To finish my paper before I go, but anyway, that's another story.
Ay, academic life.
I know.
What have you brought us today?
Okay, so today, this is a very academic genre. It's called math rock.
Math rock.
We were just talking off air because when I mentioned that we were doing math rock today in the offices yesterday, Amelia, who does Top 10, and Kiria, who does Freak the Sheep, would be like, yeah!
So excited
math rock,
by it.
And started like listing off all the artists they knew, they were into it, and you're desperate to find something that people hate, aren't you?
I know. Well, I was shocked that I thought this would be one that nobody liked and they'd go, what is it? But nope, there's people
like
here that like it.
So far it was electro swing that's been the most like polarizing sort of genre.
But from we'll the see. Listeners. Yeah, from so the we'll listeners. See what you think of math rock. So math rock is... It's, okay, this is official. This is not going to sound like to you, but it's prog rock in that it's got that really deep complexity and asymmetry and that sort of intellectualism.
Yeah.
But then it's also punk. So it's a mix of prog rock and punk in that it's sort of hardcore guitar, DIY attitude, anti-mainstream. It kind of fits in with indie, you know, people, you know, other things I read were just putting it in with indie.
Yeah.
But it's got, so, but what's weird is, prog and punk are put as like polar opposites usually, right?
Because
prog was music getting too intellectualized.
And punk was kind of a response
to
that.
Yeah, it was saying, you know, let's just throw guitars around in our garage and play two chords. So it's weird to see them meld into a genre. A lot of it's instrumental. I think we've got two out of the three are instrumental, which is unusual.
I'm going to hit one of them.
Huh? Okay.
I'm going to get into it.
Hit that,
okay,
DJ.
What are you hitting?
Don Caballero.
Yes.
Fire back about your baby, your new baby sex. About your new baby sex. Long titles.
So have a listen for the rhythms.
Oh, that's quite proggy, yeah.
I feel like you're gonna like this, Rachel.
I know I am. I can definitely see why Amelia liked it. This is big Amelia vibes. So it's quite complex.
Yeah, that's
what you were saying.
That's why it's supposed, you know, it's supposed to be really, really put you outside your normal sort of pop music. Some of the descriptions, chaotic, creative, and controlled.
Chaotic and controlled.
Yeah, so you get
that's
that.
Like the prog punk dichotomy kind of going on there as well.
Another one, calculated sloppiness.
See, this is the thing. Math rock always puts me in mind of sort of like Casio noises, I think, because I'm thinking of calculators as well.
Well, I will get to that. There's a reason for that. Here's one. It won't get you laid, but it will blow your mind.
Is that something you read online?
Yes.
Is that fact?
I will experiment. You guys should all go experiment this weekend.
Yeah.
It feels very like...
This
could be during a montage in a movie of like...
But you can't
two
bob
people
your head
coming
to it.
Together.
No, this is the... It keeps changing.
You just have to listen.
So what sort of era are we talking about math rock here? When's the sort of time frame it kind of emerged from?
Mainly 90s.
Okay.
We're talking 90s. This band had their big heyday, 93 to 2000, but reformed again in 2003. So there's some new bands now, and then 2000s as well. But like it's sort of creation and origin.
Bit of a 90s baby.
And so then it gets... Also, people talk about emo, which I know it doesn't sound anything like emo, and it's also the opposite of emo because this is emotionally distant.
Okay, yes.
In fact, some people say, like, even though it's not electronic, Devo is
kind of.
It, you know, I can't, you know, these bands can look like Devo in that sort of distance that we're not trying to get you emotionally engaged.
Yeah.
I'm going to fade this one out and move into the next one.
Yeah, it's hurting
not
my brain.
Not because I don't like it,
no,
just
no, it's
because.
Hurting me.
So someone's texted in prog and punk. Pronk. And there's only one band that were true Pronk, and that was the Cardiacs.
This is Giraffe. Giraffes. Giraffes.
Did you say
giraffes.
It right? Yeah, that's right. We have a question mark.
Giraffes.
This
giraffes.
Is when the Catholic girls go camping, the nicotine vampires.
Are rule. You reading it as it scrolls?
Yeah. Yeah. Rule supreme.
Okay, so as you've
sorry, it's a very long title. So
quirky song titles is a part of the genre.
When the Catholic girls go camping, the nicotine vampires rule supreme.
Yeah.
That's very, like, big nerd hours here.
So try bobbing your head.
I don't know if this is a head bop.
Not a bop.
It's anti-head bop.
So what are your thoughts on it as the expert? What's your diagnosis?
I like the fun of playing with intellectualism, but I don't know if it works. I feel like pop music needs that gut of emotion or sex or dancing body, and this is purposely not that.
Yes.
It's not like they're missing the mark.
Someone said Tool as well. Tool sort of in that.
Yeah, you can hear
with
that.
With their polyrhythms.
Yes, absolutely. Polyrhythms on some of them.
Someone's got some suggestions about New Zealand. There's a New Zealand band called Open, and that's math, apparently. There's also War Criminal from their first album, or Hazards from their third.
That's for Open, I think.
Oh, yeah, that's for Open.
Yeah.
Hazards was number one on BFM Top 10 not that long ago, so math's still alive and kicking.
Yeah, it's gone quite international. There's a lot of Japanese math rock that I came across.
Yeah, see that?
Europe, obviously, Australia, USA. Now, the reason it got its title, well, this is the little story I came across in a couple places, is one guy, his mate, was teasing them. Wait a minute. Let me check my calculator to see if that was a good song. And that's literally how it got.
How they got the name.
Yes.
I wonder where that
story originated. So it was derogatory on purpose.
I
know. Anyway, one band claims that was...
Someone else has said Battles was one of the most popular math rock bands.
The people like
math rock.
Yeah, y'all are big math rockers.
Math rockers, I love it.
You haven't found the one today, Kirsten.
Nope.
Kirsten's looking for the one that's going to, like, horrify everybody.
Yeah, and you guys are like, oh, we like this.
It's the open-minded BFM listenership.
That's right. So, intricate guitar, atypical rhythm, odd time signatures. Apparently they do tapping. I don't think I've heard it on any of these tracks. You know, with your guitar tapping.
Yep.
Often instrumental. Pretentious showmanship.
That's very prog.
Feats of strength. Shredding guitar sometimes. So I guess that's different to intricate guitar. We got both.
So I've just switched
tracks.
Can
you intricately shred your guitar?
So, that's right. I can do it. Not actual, literally, probably not the proper, non-literal way. So now when we talk about meter, most things you'll notice have a feel of 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yep.
And that's pretty much all genres we're talking about. Dance music, reggae, metal, rock. And so for this to not be that, and even a lot of classical, it'll either be in 3 or in 4. And that's that where you count 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5, 6, 7, 8, right? These will be 7, 11.
Oh my God. Yeah, because it's trying to count.
This is a new track. This is Hella. This is Biblical Violence. I think this one's a bit newer?
Yes.
Is that right? Yeah. Yes. So this is a newer math rock group.
Tune.
Someone
said Led Zeppelin's math rock.
I don't know. Is that... Because if it's about the count, partly.
Yeah, they probably... You know, that was... their, you know, a success is they did a lot of complexity, but within that 4-4.
Yeah. Someone else has said English band Oceanside were pretty math rock. Also, Kings of Mixed Rhythms. I'm not sure if that's a band name or if that's just like a description of math rock.
They are the Kings,
they are
of,
the
mixed
kings of Mixed Rhythms.
A lot of these bands are quite small, 2-piece, 3-piece.
Really?
Yeah.
So you kind of wouldn't pick that from the complexity of the sound. It's normally when we like talk over these tracks and stuff, it's quite kind of easy to do that. I'm finding it very distracting trying to talk over the top of this because there's just so much going on. It is very hard to try and count.
It's giving me anxiety.
Yeah. It's anxious rock.
Yes.
Which is surely a genre.
So have they gone too far? Are they so into playing and perfection and numbers that they've lost
some musicality?
Yeah,
or something?
But obviously people are vibing on it.
Yeah, I think people vibe on it, and I think that sounded a weird. People vibe on it, but
people like, vibe on math rock.
Maybe people are just looking for something a little bit different.
Yeah, that's right, definitely.
I can also really appreciate music that leans totally into the kind of like deep technical side of it to be like, we're not really too worried about what it sounds like. We just want it to be layers on layers on layers on layers. I'm sure they are worried about what it sounds like, but I can kind of respect that.
Simplicity is often the key to success, right? With pop tunes, the fewer the chords, you know, the more basic, and people like simplicity to grab onto, and that's what makes like a song sort of catchy.
Yeah, totally.
But this is not catchy. Is anyone humming along right now?
I mean,
I definitely wouldn't. Yeah, no. The song's pretty much finished, so I think we can call that.
Hard pressed to hum along to that there. Well, thank you for bringing us math rock today.
I've got anxiety now.
Now we have to go for a run.
And paired with a coffee? Yes. not a good run.
If you weren't awake before, you will be now. Someone else has suggested Oxes as well, apparently, as a math rock band. People love math rock.
Y'all are into it.
The texters love math rock.
Now, you're away next week.
So I'm away next week at the International Association for the Study of Popular Music. But
that will be cool, though, because I'm sure you'll come back inspired.
Yeah, I've already had a look at the program. My friend's talking about Mexican mega mixes. So I'll see if I learn some new things. But I didn't think I didn't see in the program any math rock, or electro swing.
Oh dear. Well, thank you so much for bringing math rock up this morning. What were the names of those bands again, Tess?
Say them properly.
I don't have them handy, sorry.
We've got Don Caballero. And we've got giraffes.
Yeah, question mark giraffes, and then giraffes, full stop
question
giraffes.
Question mark giraffes, exclamation mark.
Yeah, that's right. And Hella.
Fantastic.
But I would also recommend looking at some of the Japanese bands as well.
Cool as. Well, thank you so much, Dr. Kirsten.
That was Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimpke.
Someone else.